Hello and welcome to the First Paw Media Podcast. Here we share industry news and business notes on our company. We are just finishing up our nightly coverage of the Burled Arch, and it was a success. We produced 18 nightly episodes and brought thoughtful commentary and stories throughout the race. Thank you to many of you that listened around the world. We knew going in when we changed the podcast feed to a new one that it would take time for our old fans to find us, but many of you did. As many of you know, we bought Mushing Magazine and Team and Trail back in December, and we have been diligently working on getting everything in line to support this endeavor. We have been in almost weekly talks with our contact at the Postal Service and our printer. Did you know that you must go through a pretty rigorous process to get a permit to mail a magazine? Our printer is located in Missouri, and while they have been helpful, they know that we are behind the eight ball. A periodical publication, a magazine, requires a long lead time, sometimes upwards of a year because of the nature of the printing process, ordering the paper stock, etc. Our printer requires their clients to have all of this done in October for the following year. Of course, we did not take over until December. They have agreed to work with us, and we have plans to print our first issue in late April or early May. Two things come up that we want to mention. First, the print magazine, Mushing Magazine, has either broken, even, or lost money for years. There are a few reasons for this, but first, it is the cost. Did you know that the cover price has not changed in more than a decade? Think about that. How much more are you paying for a tank of gas or a gallon of milk today than you paid in 2004? It is expensive to mail a print magazine, especially internationally, where a broad fan base is for this sport. Our printer is quoting more than $5 USD for each issue. That is on top of the cost of printing, which is about $3 an issue. So more than $8 an issue when mailed. U.S. mailing is about $1.14 an issue, and Canada is slightly higher than $2 an issue. At the current cover price, we cannot offer a print subscription for the current price. Secondly, there was an excellent research report by Victor Picard, a professor of media policy at the University of Pennsylvania, in late 2023. He found that since 2005, there has been a downward trend in the United States where we have lost 2/3 of our print newspapers and more of print media like magazines. A big reason for this is that print media advertising was literally dried up. More and more media outlets have gone to a digital model. Print media has struggled for years because of the rise of social media, and everyone expects their content to be free. Newspapers like the New York Times have even recognized this shift and use a paywall model where people can pay for recipes, crossword puzzles, etc. I am sure you have clicked on a news article and you were hit with a paywall. Our own local newspaper, the Anchorage Daily News, requires you to be a subscriber to read. Outlets like the Washington Post and the magazine Forbes gives readers a set number of free articles before it requires you to sign up. In industry terms, this is called a leaky paywall. and it uses your internet IP address to determine how many articles you read. The University of Pennsylvania report found that people that do pay for print media or for digital access are often wealthier and white people. For many others, they either rely on the free content model or disengage altogether. It is a stark reality. We knew going in that we had to adjust the business model. We changed our subscription model almost immediately after taking it over, going from a price per issue model, example, 6 print issues for X price, to an access model, which means the price you pay when you subscribe is the price for access for a year to all of our digital assets and print issues when they are available. We started with updating the website and started offering content on almost a daily basis. This was not done before. For many years, the magazine's social media pages were rarely updated. We have seen an increase of just a few hundred in reach, which means eyes that see the content on a Facebook page, to almost 500,000 at the height of this year's Iditarod. Of course, reach does not equal dollars or even clicks. We changed our submission model and compensation packages, but we have struggled to attract quality articles and stories. You want a diverse array of stories, don't you? You don't want a magazine full of our ramblings and our editorials. If you are old enough to remember Ann Landers, you don't want that. While we cannot control what other owners of this magazine did in the past, there is literally no way to be able to fulfill the price per issue mailed model. From our best understanding, the print magazine struggled to print and mail issues mainly due to supply issues brought on by the pandemic, but also for the reasons listed herein. Also, many of the advertisers in the magazine either were not charged or were comped ads. A business fails on a giving away the farm model. When we took over, we promised the previous owners that we would do our best to keep this alive. In fact, we were told that we were the first choice to take over because of our work for more than a decade with our podcast. We will keep this project alive, albeit maybe differently than before. We brought back from Nome more than 2 tons of paper magazines. Those are in storage, and we are scanning the issues in one by one, page by page, to our website. We also have almost 60 years of team and trail to do as well. This website will be a legacy item, and our daughter Nicole has agreed to keep it going when she takes over our business. Well, at least it will be alive for the next 50 years. Much of this content, especially the team and trail issues, have never been seen by the sports newer generations. They grew up with the phone or tablet in their hand. This is why preserving so much of this history is important to us. While a print issue may be important to some that want to have it on their kitchen table or something they read on the airplane, the reality is more and more people are consuming content on the go with their phones, or dare I say, in their ears. So, in December through the end of February, we offered a discount of 10% off the old pricing model of $26 per year if you were a new or returning subscriber. We gained about 15% more subscribers than we started with when we took over. We made it clear that our goal was to continue to print the magazine and offer access for that price. The good thing for those that signed up during that time frame, which was more than 90 days, is that your price is locked in at that lower price until you stop subscribing. So what are we going to do about all of this? Well, here is a letter that we posted on our website and social media. Dear Mushing Magazine reader, the Mushing Magazine team is excited to announce that in early May, we will be launching our reimagined print magazine. You can still expect the same informed reporting, accurate testing, and irreverent commentary that has become synonymous with Mushing Magazine, only better. Starting with our March-April 2024 issue, we are changing our publishing cadence to 4 issues per year. When we bought the magazine in late 2023, printing challenges were persistent due to a variety of factors, including decreased advertising across all print media and the proliferation of free content online. We shifted to a robust online presence as well and ramped up our content. Our business model now includes access to our digital library that includes every issue since 1988, Team and Trail, and other assets yearly versus the number of print issues mailed. But we have heard from a lot of you that the print magazine was still important. Therefore, these will be larger print issues featuring more pages, more photos, more in-depth reporting, and more stories you want to read. With our reimagined format, we aim to give you, the dog-powered adventure enthusiast, more of the writing and reviewing you want, because you are ambassadors of the mushing world, the people who advise your family and friends on the latest trends, gear, tours, and races, and who follow the developments in the sport and the mushing lifestyle as carefully as we do. As always, we will continue to deliver all the mushing news, podcasts, up to the minute reporting and guidance on mushing.com. We would like to extend a big thank you to you, our community of passionate readers, for your continued loyalty. We always strive to ensure that when Mushing Magazine arrives in your mailbox, it is a special event. With all that being said, we will continue to provide you with quality content. We have several things in the works, including our first annual Team and Trail Tour in July in the upper Midwest of the United States. Robert will be flying over to Sweden and Finland in October to attend a sled dog conference and the Dryland Championships. We will continue to sponsor races when appropriate. We recently sponsored the Junior Iditarod and gave all of the kids a Mushing t-shirt and a subscription to Mushing. And of course, we will continue to offer our award-winning podcast content. Right now, the podcast and its advertising are what is paying the bills for this magazine, and it looks like it will for the foreseeable future. We urge you to comment and share your feedback. You can email us at editor@mushing.com or through our social channels. I'm Michelle Forto, the editor of Mushing Magazine and one of the producers here at our podcast. Thank you for listening to First Paw Media and Mushing. We look forward to hearing your thoughts. See you on the trail.